we would talk about a timeless question that everyone probably thinks about from a very early age. Usually you get children asking this question, but adults too sometimes. It's perfectly fine. Where is God? Now, I don't mean that in the, you know, existential crisis, sort of, I don't know what I'm doing with my life, what's my purpose, why is everyone suffering, where is God? No, I don't mean it in that way, though that is a very good question to address at some point in time. But I mean, like, technically, where is God, right? And you have kids asking you this question all the time because though we are multi-dimensional creatures, the material realm is the most familiar to us because we were first born into that. And in our minds, we cannot really imagine something that's not limited to time and space the way we are, right? But when the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam were asked these questions, the answer that they gave was always so very interesting and witty and at the same time deep. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, when he was asked, where can God be found? He said, where can God not be found? Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I've never seen a single thing that I haven't seen God before and after it. And the reason to that is because Allah is the creator of all things and Allah is their ultimate destination. Allah is the creator of space and place itself. That's why He cannot be limited to space and place. And when we look at the Holy Quran regarding this matter where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, the way Allah describes His location is absolutely beautiful. He says that I am closer to you than your jugular vein. أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ or that وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ He is with you wherever you are. The reason for that is because, again, when the Ahlul Bayt were asked about the location of Allah, they said that Allah resides in the hearts of the believers. Therefore, if a believer carries Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart, he has Allah with him wherever he is and no matter what he's going through, whether he's going through turbulences, whether he's going through hardship, poverty, illness, happiness, success, wealth, wherever he is and whatever he's doing, he's going to feel Allah, Allah's love, Allah's protection, Allah's mercy in his heart, and he's never going to be alone. I feel that sometimes we ask, where is Allah? Because we have drifted so far away from him. If I were to describe how I feel about Allah's location in my own words, I would say that Allah is home, and home is the place where we constantly yearn to return to in our hearts. Home is a place of comfort, of security, of acceptance. And once we know that that is how Allah is with us all the time, unconditionally, we will never have to ask ourselves, where is Allah? Because Allah is always with me. Thank you so very much for being with me, and I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.